Jeff Blusky looks at a giant map of La Crosse County, with districts divided into an assortment of shapes and all colors of the rainbow. Members of the redistricting committee listen to him intently, following the lines of the proposed changes to La Crosse County. As the county's director of zoning, planning, and land information, Blusky's identifying the new districts that his office drew up for the latest redistricting effort.
This is six, kind of the downtown area, WWTC area together.
The map reflects the committee's decision to reduce the size of the county board from 35 to 29. According to the 2010 U.S. Census, La Crosse County's population is about 114,600. In the redistricting process, Blusky's staff takes that number and divides by 29.
When you start over each decade, you're essentially wiping the slate clean. You're starting out with no boundaries, and you're creating the boundaries for the first time.
And there are a number of principles developed by the county's redistricting committee that Blusky and his team follow when drawing the map. First and foremost, the committee wants each district to have roughly an equal population. Another principle is keeping municipalities and neighborhoods together. For example, UW-La Crosse's campus neighborhood is included in one district. But officials have to be careful and avoid illegal packing, fracturing, and gerrymandering. This means to draw boundaries in a way that creates a political advantage for a party or reduces an electoral group's influence. With the reduction in county districts comes a loss in supervisor seats. This is not ideal for everyone.
I was in the 6th district, so my district stretched this way and I caught a bunch of students.
Jill Billings has been a La Crosse County supervisor for 8 years. After a redistricting committee meeting, she looks over the new map, noticing the changes made to her central La Crosse district.
And you're still 6th?
I would be the 8th, okay. Yes. And I think I'd have to run against another supervisor.
Billings notes that the city of La Crosse's population has shrunk since the last census, while most of the outer county has grown. Under the redistricting plan, the city's representation on the county board would shrink from 17 to 13 seats. The committee has spent months developing this map, and hardly anyone has been paying attention.
Redistricting is really an inside baseball kind of thing. The vast majority of people really could care less.
John Mettinger is a seasoned politician and currently serves on the county board and the redistricting committee. He says the lack of public interest does not diminish redistricting's importance.
We don't work for ourselves. We're not there to have statues erected to our greater grandeur and glory. You are there to represent the people. And sometimes that gets lost in the discussion, particularly in a thing like redistricting, when you think the public doesn't care or they're not watching, that you can get away with some shenanigans in order to make sure that you have a really good chance of keeping your office.
The La Crosse County Board will vote this week whether to approve the redistricting map and its 29 districts. The map then heads to the municipalities, which need to create wards within districts and can suggest minor changes. After 60 days, the maps head back to the county, where Jeff Blusky and his team will make final edits. After that, all counties send their new maps to the state, so the legislative redistricting process can really start rolling. The state has to follow the county's maps when carving out legislative districts, following ward or supervisory lines. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.